Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off of a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for this new day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for this brand new week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this fresh start, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, thank you for this new year, Father God. But we don't have to wait for the new year to get right with you, Father God. We don't have to wait for the new year to make a difference in our lives, Father God. We don't have to wait for the new year, Father God, to make a transformation, Father God, to make a change, Father God, to become someone different, to become someone better, to become closer to you, to have a closer walk with thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't have to wait for a new year, because the truth is the new year is not promised to any of us, oh God. So I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that while we have breath in our bodies, Father God, that you will allow us to make the decision, Father God, to repent, Father God. Make the decision to repent and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Father God. Help us to make the decision not to get caught up, Father God, and idle talking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and to get caught up in foolishness, Father God, and to get caught up in idle questionings, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, to watch over each and every person on today, y'all. I pray that you will breathe life into them, oh God. Breathe life into every dry bone, Father God. Breathe life into every brittle bone, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Breathe life into everyone, Father God, that's dry like a desert, Father God. Breathe life into everyone who's lukewarm, Father God. Breathe life into everyone who's cold, Father God. Breathe life into everyone who's complacent. Breathe life into everyone who's indifferent, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will breathe life into your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray that you will breathe life into our minds. Breathe life into our hearts. Breathe life into our souls. Breathe life into our spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will make us over, Father God. I pray that you will do a new thing in our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us, Father God, to do the right thing. Help us to be right, Father God. Help us to act right and to think right and to speak right, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to treat everyone right, Father God. Help us to treat everyone with love and with respect and with compassion, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, not to find joy and happiness, Father God, and other people's misery, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, but help us, Father God, to be prayerful. Help us to have a prayerful spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So allow us to have that effectual, powerful prayer, Father God, that prayer that steadfast, that prayer that's consistent, Father God, that prayer that says we're committed, that prayer that says we're intentional about what we talk about, Father God, that prayer that says we know we have power because we know the power doesn't come from us, but the power comes from above. It comes from the God that sits up high and looks down low. It comes from the God that sits on the throne of grace, where he said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, where we obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will allow us to have that effectual, fervent prayer, Father God, that will make a difference in someone's life, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that will make a difference in someone's health, Father God, that will make a difference in someone's mental state, Father God, that will make a difference in someone's spiritual state, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that will make a difference in someone's emotional state, Father God. Lord God, that prayer that will make a difference in someone's financial state, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you will make a difference in our lives, Father God. I pray that you take us higher in our prayer life, Father God. Help us to become more committed and more consistent, Father God, and everything that is that you require us to do, Father God. Help us to become more committed and intentional, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to become intentional in our praise. Help us to become committed in our worship, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to become consistent in our prayer life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us with our walk with thee, Father God. Help us to get closer to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be so close to you, Father God, that nothing will rock us, Father God. Nothing will shake us, Father God. Nothing will sway us, Father God. Nothing will make us doubt you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. But help us, Father God, to have faith. Help us to have that full assurance, knowing that you can do all things but fail. Knowing that you can do all things but lie. Knowing that you can do all things but give up on us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, allow us to know, as long as we know that you have our backs, Father God, that we can achieve anything and that we can overcome anything, Father God. There's no circumstance that we can't overcome. There's no storm that's bigger than our God. We got to stop telling our storms. We got to stop telling God about our storms and start telling our storms how big our God is. For our God is huge. Our God can speak to the storm and the storm cease. Lord God, all you have to do is speak a word. Speak a word and our lives will change. Speak a word and our family lives will change. Speak a word and our situations will turn around, Father God, for our good. Speak a word, Father God, for we know your words have power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And because your word have power, Father God, when we speak your word, Father God, our words have power, Father God. So allow us to remember, Father God, that there's power in the blood and there's power in our words, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to remember that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not just speak every idle words, Father God. Help us to know, Father God, that we're going to be held accountable for every idle word, Father God, that we are either going to be justified before you, Father God, or we're going to be condemned before you, Father God. So help us to watch every word that we say, Father God, and allow each word that we say to come out with purpose, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that come out to encourage, to uplift, to inspire, to motivate, to strengthen, Father God, to bring healing, Father God. Bring your healing in our hands, Father God, that when we lay hands on the sick, Father God, they recover, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, we pray that you will put your power in our tongue, put your power in our eyes, put your power in our hands and our fingers, Father God. Put your power in our feet, Father God. Put your power, Father God, in our nervous system. Put your power in our immune system, oh God. Put your power in our veins and our arteries and our organs, Father God. Help us to have the Holy Ghost power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I just come and ask you, Father God, that you will look down upon each and every person, Father God, who has done New Year's resolutions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, or people that have done vision boards, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray that we would, no matter what we feel like we're going to do, that we will come to you and dedicate ourselves to you. Help us to rededicate ourselves to you, Father God. Help us to recommit ourselves to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to bless us, Father God, in our going out and our coming in. Allow your favor to go before us. Allow your grace and mercy to go behind us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be protected at all times, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lift us up by your spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give us that Holy Ghost power, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that Holy Ghost power that makes a difference, Father God. That Holy Ghost power that makes a difference in each and every person's life, Lord God. We need that Holy Ghost power, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even as this year just started, Father God, some people are going through, Father God, some trying times, Father God. But Lord God, we know, Father God, that you have the power. You have the ability to speak a word, Father God, and the situation will change. The situation will shift, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know a change is coming, Father God. A shift is coming. A shift of the atmosphere is coming, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for shifting the atmosphere, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for shifting the atmosphere, Father God. Thank you for shifting the atmosphere, Father God. Thank you for shifting our mindset, Father God. Thank you for shifting our health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for shifting our mental state and our emotional state, Father God. Thank you for shifting our financial state, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, allow us, Father God, to receive blessings, Father God, from the north, south, east, and west, from the north, east, south, east, northwest, southwest, Father God. Allow us to receive blessings, Father God, at every situation, Father God. Allow us to receive blessings in our mailbox. Allow us to receive blessings directly into our bank accounts, Father God. Allow us to receive blessings directly into our hands, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I just come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, knowing, Father God, that my faith is in you, my hope is in you, my trust is in you, Father God. Lord God, I believe you, Father God. I believe you for it, Father God. Everything that I need, everything I expect, Father God. I have great expectations, Father God. I have great expectations, Father God, that I'm going to see your miracle signs and wonders, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I'm going to see you do the impossible, Father God, the things that are impossible for me, Father God. I want to see you do it, Father God. I'm going to see you bring it to pass, Father God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. You can find Shawnee's Prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at, and you can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. God bless you and God bless you.